This is AMDA On The Go, your gateway to expert discussions, journal article reviews, and innovation in post-acute and long-term care. AMDA On The Go is a presentation of the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine. Support for this broadcast is provided by the Foundation for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care. This podcast is eligible for ABPLM pre-approved certified medical director credits. Details will be provided at the end of this podcast. And now here's our host for AMDA On The Go, Dr. Wayne Saltzman.
Welcome to AMDA On The Go. In this episode, we take a look at an interdisciplinary team model in the care of the complex patient. I'm your host, Dr. Wayne Saltzman. Based on a 2001 Institute of Medicine reference to the United States healthcare system as a poorly organized delivery system, Nazir and others conducted a 2013 systematic review in JAMDA, the Journal of the American Medical Directors Association, looking at 27 different trials to study the benefits of interdisciplinary interventions on outcomes of nursing home residents. He noted that interdisciplinary care was viewed as more effective than disciplines working independently, especially for older patients in need of chronic care in the home, acute care, or the long-term care settings. Dr. Nazir concluded that overall interdisciplinary interventions had a positive impact on resident outcomes in the nursing home setting. The value of the interdisciplinary team as the means by which optimal patient-centered care and positive quality outcomes can be achieved through the combined efforts of provider, nursing, therapy, social work, behavioral medicine services, as well as other services, is really not questioned within the healthcare continuum, but considerations on how processes can be improved or standardized continue. At the 2018 annual conference for AMDA, the Society for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, entitled Navigating the Changing Landscape in Post-Acute and Long-Term Care, Dr. Suzanne Gillespie, an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Geriatrics and Aging at the University of Rochester and the associate chief of staff for geriatrics and extended care at the Canandaigua VA Medical Center, focuses on a care model that addresses the needs of the medically complex patient who may have cognitive and/or functional decline, for whom travel to primary care becomes a burden, and considerations for interdisciplinary team care a substantial challenge. Dr. Gillespie joins us today. Dr. Gillespie, welcome to AMDA On The Go.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Dr. Gillespie, the United States Veterans Affairs Geriatrics and Extended Care section provides a solution to the care of the medically complex patient through the use of the interdisciplinary team in its home-based primary care program. Yet, you had some concerns regarding the program, and you developed a health service research and development study entitled Factors Associated with Institutional Use by Veterans in Home-Based Primary Care. What is the home-based primary care model? Is it unique to the VA? And what were your concerns regarding this VA model of team-based care?
Well, I have been very fortunate to be a part of a research study that was funded by the VA's Health Science Research and Development section to better understand the VA home-based primary care. And so I'm excited to share with you some of the views and impressions of our research team about HBPC. There are our perspectives as we undergo this research, not necessarily the formal position or policy of the Department of Veterans Affairs or the U.S. government. Home-based primary care in VA is a program that started about 40 years ago. And it's expanded in those years and with notable expansion in recent years to about 395 sites, serving about 45,000 veterans. The intent of the program was to create a vehicle by which we could provide comprehensive and interdisciplinary-based primary care to veterans who might otherwise have difficulty accessing care in a traditional outpatient clinic model. And that access, could be because of difficulty with their functional mobility and, trouble getting into clinic by virtue of the amount of supports and care needs that were provided, or for whom traditional outpatient clinic wasn't able to address their needs. And there's a lot of complexity that might go into that question. But VA developed this program and has moved it forward based upon the notion that the team should have a few different services. HBPC should provide home visits, home medical visits from a physician, a nurse practitioner, or a PA. They should provide social work services, in part to provide coordination of care and supports for caregivers in the home. There should be access to restorative therapy, including things like PT and OT, speech services. Mental health care was a big part of the program, and so the handbook identifies the value of having a psychologist on the home-based primary care team. Similarly, nutrition counseling and nutrition care through a dietitian, and medication management and pharmacy advisement from pharmacy services. So this is a really an enriched interdisciplinary care team model intended to provide best care for what is a really complex population. The model over time has gone on and I think helped to inspire some other teams that are fairly similar. So if you look across different models of care, certainly there are other places where health systems and programs have tried to identify means to get good care to those who are homebound. And so the independence at home model, which was a demonstration or is a demonstration model intended to provide primary care services at home, is another good example. The model differs a little bit from VA's home-based primary care program, in as much as it doesn't identify exactly the same sort of service intensity. There's an intention towards providing medical care and having responsive care and services in the home. But it doesn't exactly have that same interdisciplinary slate for all of the independence at home models. But certainly there are other places trying to do a similar sort of paradigm. Part of what's inspired our work in this health science research project is when individuals started to evaluate home-based primary care, particular attention in the first phases of program evaluation were focused on how the quality of care was. Were these veterans getting care that was comparable or better than they would have gotten in the clinic? Because clearly that's important. And then also looking at how the impact is on the cost of care. And so what this initial studies of home-based primary care showed was that HBPC actually does a really good job. They provide a good quality of care in most of the ways that people have tried to get at that. And they also observed that overall, home-based primary care seems to save money. And it seems to save money in large part because it seems to be able to influence a reduction in things like hospitalization, which is a very costly part of care. Importantly, the work showed that those cost savings are both for VA and for Medicare aspects of care. So showing that, you know, it's not deferring what costs from one part or one payer to another. But when you dive into the details, one of the things that was observed was that while overall there's cost savings, it does seem that there's a fair bit of variability amongst different teams and sites in how much that benefit occurs, with some saving lots of money, some saving some, and others actually seeming to have some increased hospitalization rate after HBPC enrolls a veteran. And so our study was really focused on trying to get further understanding about how are these teams structured? You know, what we've given them guidance from the handbook, but when you actually look at the teams, how does the structure lay out? Who's on the team? How are they operationalizing services? And then further, what are some of the team-based functions that they're using to render care? With the concept that it's the combination of the structure and the team that may influence how institutional use happens or doesn't happen in home-based primary care programs.
Dr. Gillespie, your team resulted a poster entitled Measuring Team Effectiveness in the Veteran Health Administration's Home-Based Primary Care Program that was presented to the 2018 AMDA Annual Conference Poster Session. This study had two objectives: to measure variation in the home-based primary care interdisciplinary team functioning and to identify team and program characteristics that may be important in influencing team effectiveness. Your poster was considered breaking science. You were asked to present it for a podium discussion. What were your findings, and what makes your study breaking science?
Well, we were really excited to be able to share our work from this aspect of our project. And so what we did in this part of the study was try to really get, as I mentioned, to some of those team functions. And so the way that we deployed our study was we first surveyed different program directors of home-based primary care teams about the structures of their program. And as part of that, we asked them to identify for us who their team members were on home-based primary care. And through that process, we identified around 2,800 home-based primary care team members across the nation. We then invited them to participate in a survey about how their team functions. And about 1,400 folks from 221 home-based primary care teams gave us information about their team care processes. And so this builds upon other work that's looked at how organizations and teams function. And it builds upon a conceptual model that there are three management or team processes that contribute to team cohesion. And so it focuses on management processes of leadership, of communication and care coordination, and of conflict management, with the intention that those things influence a team outcome, and that team response is team cohesion, focusing around things like how closely does the team have an identity and do they have shared goals. That team response then influences team outcomes. So in our study, in this survey, it's measured as your perceived team effectiveness. Things like how highly do you perceive the technical quality that your team is able to render, and how effectively are you able to meet, in this case, a veteran's care needs. Now, there are things that may modify the strength of these relationships, like how much stress is in your workplace, or how available are resources to accomplishing these tasks. But overall, this is a conceptual model that's been studied in other team-based organizations. One of our researchers, Dr. Temkin Greener, who really led up the phase of this project, has looked at this, for example, in PACE programs, the Program for All-Inclusive Care of Elders, and also in nursing homes. But the concept is that it's that perceived team effectiveness has pretty good strength in association to actual patient outcomes in other settings. So what we found in going through this, we first found that the survey, this organizational assessment questionnaire, actually holds up pretty well when applied to home-based primary care teams. It has pretty good reliability and validity, so that's important. We then looked at what the individuals on the teams look like and what the teams look like. And really, when you look at the individuals that are a part of home-based primary care teams, we saw that this is a group that's really very educated. There's a high degree of educational attainment, and there's also a great deal of tenure both in their profession and on the team. The teams themselves seem to be a variable size, but they have that strong component of mental health services. And when we look at the primary care model that they used, they often identified the nurse practitioner as a primary care team leader in their model. The culture that they use, pretty split, but we saw a lot of, about 50-50, with teams, some teams describing a group or developmental culture, meaning more leaning towards improvement and a willingness to take innovation and risks, but also balanced by teams that identified more in a bureaucratical or rule-based hierarchy.
Our interview will continue after this brief message from the Foundation for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine, the only foundation dedicated to advancing the field and practice of post-acute and long-term care medicine. Our foundation is totally unique in focusing on issues of competence, quality, and the value we bring to patients in this setting. Please support the foundation at paltcfoundation.org.
We're talking with Dr. Suzanne Gillespie, Associate Chief of Staff for Geriatrics and Extended Care at the Canandaigua VA Medical Center. Dr. Gillespie, given your presentation, are there barriers to establishing the home-based primary care model in the community?
Well, I think one of the things about establishing home-based primary care, there's two elements, really. One is it takes a robust workforce to have trained health professionals across all of these disciplines who you're able to have engaged in care, really out and about caring for individuals in their home. It's not a small task. We know that, you know, if you look at something like mental health care, you know, finding people that are psychologists who are able to go out to the house to do care is really special, but it can be challenging. The other is trying to understand which aspects of the team are going to really contribute the most to providing high-value care. And that's a piece that we continue to try and figure out through research, because it's going to be an important question as we have a greater number of older adults and a greater number of individuals with functional disabilities that may make getting into clinic very difficult. But it's that same group that has very complex care and needs very thoughtful care programs to support them.
One of the conclusions from your study is that future research should be conducted to understand what team factors or characteristics can potentially lead to better outcomes, thus pointing to potential strategies for team quality improvement. Can your findings here in the home-based primary care model be extrapolated or extended to other interdisciplinary models of care, such as those in the post-acute and long-term care setting? What's the main takeaway from your study for, as I like to say, the Joe AMDAs in our world?
Well, so from our work to date, we've seen things like having a team-based culture that's open to innovation and open to quality improvement seems to be an important part of providing effective sense of care. We also note that having adequate resources and keeping environmental stressors low also is going to help us to render good care. We're hoping in our next phase of our study to actually, we're working on building some data around what healthcare utilization has been and link that back to some of the structures of the teams and some of the team-based functions to further understand if there are specific elements that seem to be contributory to high-value care. But certainly the science of teams and working together in an interdisciplinary way for complex individuals is right in the sweet spot of post-acute and long-term care. And as we look to the future, you know, we're going to have to think differently about where we're rendering post-acute and long-term care. And I hope that models like home-based primary care that the VA have developed will help inform how our society in general thinks about how we can do the best job in taking care of these folks.
Dr. Suzanne Gillespie, an associate professor of medicine in the Division of Geriatrics and Aging at the University of Rochester, and associate chief of staff for geriatrics and extended care at the Canandaigua VA Medical Center. She is also the current chair of the Society of Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medicine House of Delegates. Dr. Gillespie, thank you so very much for joining us on AMDA on the Go.
It's my pleasure.
For additional information on the VA home-based primary care model, please go to www.va.gov. For more information about Dr. Gillespie's Health Services Research and Development Study on home-based primary care, go to hsrd.research.va.gov, Current Studies, number IIR-12-152. I'm Dr. Wayne Saltzman. Until next time. Thank you for spending your time with AMDA on the Go.
Support for this broadcast is provided by the Foundation for Post-Acute and Long-Term Care. If you are a physician and interested in obtaining ABPLM, pre-approved certified medical director credits for certification or recertification, please email cmd@paltc.org with your name and the podcast title. Thank you.